Well, hello everyone, and beloved in the Lord, we're going to open up God's Word this evening and take a look again at the person of the Holy Spirit and His work. And we're going to look this evening in particular on His work in the believer. Very important truths that are not well understood in the world at large, and even in the church. Many are ignorant of the work of the Holy Spirit in the believer.
非常高兴欢迎我们在主里的弟兄姊妹们。今晚呢，我们会继续这个话题，圣灵的位格和他的工作，尤其是我们在主里的工作，他在我们人里面的工作，这是在圣徒里的工作，这是非常重要的内容。
Now we've looked at in the past weeks, we looked at the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person. He has a personality and he is God himself, equal with the Father and equal with the Son.
所以我们上一周呢，学习到这个真理，圣灵是一个有位格的一个一位啊，那他呢是与神同等，他是三位一体的神之一。
Now he's a person, not an influence, some type of mystic influence.
所以他是一个有位格的神，所以他不是一个影响力啊，所以他并不是我们觉得是一种力啊，他是一个有位格的神。
Now just as Jesus was with his disciples, so the Holy Spirit now is with the believer.
Amen.
如同圣灵啊，如同耶稣和他的门徒们当时在一起，今天圣灵也同我们在一起。
Now the work of the Holy Spirit, it begins before a child of God is ever born again.
圣灵的工作呢，是从他的孩子们啊，重生的孩子们的开始啊，从那个时候开始。
What the Holy Spirit does, it convicts of sin. It convinces people that they are sinners.
首先呢，他使得人呢，为罪啊，知道自己是个罪人啊，为罪能够悔改。
And he is one of his name is called the Holy Spirit. His main name.Is the Holy Spirit. And that's why when he begins to work in a person's life, they realize how much they are unholy.
所以当他工作的时候呢，我们叫他圣灵啊，圣灵的圣呢，它就是一个圣洁的意思。所以他在开始工作的时候呢，人就先开始意识到我们是多么的不圣洁。
Now when Peter preached his famous sermon on the day of Pentecost that led to the conversion of 3,000 souls, there was a great impact through the Spirit's ministry that day.
所以当彼得第一次讲到有3000人得救的时候，那就是圣灵大大的做工的那一次。
Peter stood up and preached, and the people, they...cried out and said, brothers, what shall we do?
所以当彼得讲道的时候那很多人站起来说，弟兄啊，我们现在当怎么做呢？
And Peter replied, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ so that your sins may be forgiven.
所以彼得就说呢，你要悔改那你们每一个人要悔改自己的罪啊，那就得救了。
And what the people there that day that listened to Peter, what they experienced is called conviction of sin.
所以那一天呢，跟彼得在一起得救的那些人呢，他们的经历是什么呢？是里面得着那是自己是个罪人的确据啊。
And without, yes, without conviction of sin, we don't,recognize a need of a savior from sin.
因为若没有从里面圣灵告诉我们，我们也认 我们自己是个罪人，从里面的，其实我们不会生出来对赦免之救恩的需要。
So part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of our sin.
所以圣灵的工作之一呢，就是他使我们知道自己是个罪人。
And he also, when a person is convicted of sin and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is led to believe by the Holy Spirit himself.
所以当人因着圣灵呢知道自己是个罪人呢所以他就会在圣灵的带领下呢才会需要这赦罪的恩典。
So it's the Holy Spirit that convicts, it's the Holy Spirit that regenerates, or is the agent of the second birth.
所以是圣灵带着人才有可能有重生的机会啊，我们所谓的第二次生命是在圣灵的带领下开始有的。
Now we looked last week at a visitor that the Lord Jesus had at night time.
所以上一周呢，我们看见一个晚上来拜访耶稣的一个访客。
Man called Nicodemus, and he said, "We saw the signs. We know you're a prophet come from God."
那那个来晚上拜访耶稣的人呢，叫尼哥底母，他说呢。我看见你的所行的神迹啊，若不是从神来的，没有人能行。
Jesus told him, Nicodemus, except you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣对尼哥底母说，你若不人若不重生啊，不能见神的国。
And the second birth is accomplished by the word of God,through the power of the Spirit of God.
所以人的重生呢，是神的能力，借着神的话语而做到的。
Now turn to John chapter 1, please.
我们来看一下约翰福音的一章。
John chapter 1 and verses 12 and 13.
约翰福音一章的
Or 11 and 12, sorry. Yes, 12 and 13.
约翰福音一章十二和十三节。
It says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right or the authority to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And it says that they were...who were born not of blood. That is, they weren't just because their parents may have been believers. That does not make them believers. Abraham's children, they were the Jews, and they were Jews by blood. But that's not how you can be born again.
那这等人不是从血气生的，从血气生的意思呢，就是你父母是什么身份，你自然就会是什么身份。那这个不是一个基督徒得着基督徒身份的方式。就像犹太教的人认为，我是犹太人，我的父亲母亲是犹太人，我就是自然的成为这样的人。但在主里呢，并不是这样。
Yeah, that was Nicodemus' mistake. He said, "Can I be born again from my mother's womb, a natural birth?" No, that's not what he's talking about here.
这也是尼哥底母误解的地方，所以当他听说要重生，他就想到他要回到母腹再生一遍啊，这不是从血气生，就是自然的这个遗传这样的一个方式得着身份，得着基督身份，基督徒。
So the second birth is not a natural birth.
所以人的重生呢，不是一个血气生的一个过程。
And secondly, he says in verse 13,Nor are they born of the will of the flesh.
第二个呢，他说不是从情欲生的。
In other words, you cannot decide you're going to become a Christian by yourself.
那这个的意思呢，就是你不是你来决定啊我的肉体说我是靠着自己的努力可以成为基督徒的。
It's not the will of nor of the will of man. No one else can will you to become a Christian.
那既不是我肉体的努力，也不是从人意生的。人意生的意思呢，也不是其他人说我觉得你可以成为基督徒，你就可以成为基督徒。
It's only when we, as guilty sinners, we look to God Himself, and in His Word, He says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved."
我们只有当圣灵让我们从里面看见我是一个有罪的人，我抬头仰望神，我相信耶稣基督的救恩，我才。这样的方式才可以得救。
So again, verse 13, they were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God.
这就是13节讲的这三种不是的情形，血气、情欲、仁义都不是，是从谁生的呢？从神生的，也是从圣灵生。
So now we're going to look at the results. What do we get as born again? When a person is born again, what are the results?
所以我们可以看一下这结果，当一个人重生的时候呢，他是结果会成什么样子。
Well, first of all, we get a brand new nature.
那第一呢，我们会有一个完全全新的本性。
That new nature is a nature that comes from God Himself.
那这样的本性是从神来的。
John chapter 3 and verse 6.
约翰福音三章六节
He says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
约翰福音三章六节说从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵
So we have the old nature which we inherited from Adam, but the believer, the moment he believes, receives a newNature from God Himself.
那我们的肉身是从亚当继承下来的，但是呢，一个信徒在他信的那一刻，他里面就会有一个完全全新的生命，是从神来的。
One a fleshly nature and another a spiritual nature.
所以这两个人呢，是一个老我，一个新我，一个是属肉体的本性，一个是属灵的本性。
That's.Often what the problem in our lives are is that there's a warfare between the old nature and the new nature.
这也是为什么基督徒的成圣的路上呢常会有征战，因为老我的本性和新我的本性会发生征战。
Paul puts it this way in Galatians. He says, the old nature fights or wars against the new nature and the new nature fights and wars against the old nature.
保罗在他的书信里是这么描述的啊，他说老我与新我相争新我与老我相争
So there's two misconceptions that sometimes people have
啊，这里有两个常会有的误解啊，人们
First of all, when a person is born again, the old nature is not eradicated, it's not destroyed
那第一呢就是当人重生的时候呢老我呢是没有被毁灭。You mean not destroyed or?
Yeah, it isn't destroyed. It remains in the believer.
Okay. 所以他说呢老我在人重生的时候是还在里面的并没有除掉。
How God deals with that is that when Christ diedOn the cross of Calvary, he condemned the old man. He died for sin as well as our sins. He condemned the sin nature.
那神处理这个老我的方式是当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢他就给我们的老我定了罪啊定了老我犯罪的本性的这个罪性。
And what we are to do is we are to, by faith,Reckon that, it's like an accounting procedure, we are to reckon it dead within us as well.
所以我们呢要凭着信心相信呢这个老我呢在永恒里他已经是死的因为他已经被定了罪。
That old nature will be there within us until he comes and takes us up to himself And we are changed to be in his likeness.
所以我们老我会一直留在我们里面，直到呢我们离开这地啊，见他面的时候，成为他的样式的时候，那这段时间老我是一直在的。
So the having the old nature within us, by reckoning it to be dead and reckoning our new life in Christ, there's the picture of baptism, where the believer is baptized as though the old nature is dead, buried, and we rise in newness of life.
所以我们看我的老我是死的，然后呢看我里面有一个新的生命，是未来会存到永远的，这么样的一个过程就是受洗所要表达的意义。受洗我们进到水里就告诉世人我的老我死了，我再出来就告诉世人我有一个新生的我，这个是未来重生要活到永远的我。
Now turn to an interesting verse in 1 John chapter 3, the letter, 1 John, the letter of John, first letter, chapter 3 and verse 9.
那我们看一节的有意思的经文是约翰一书，不是约翰福音，是约翰一书的三章九节啊，他说。约翰一书三章九节。
First John chapter 3 verse 9 reads, Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
Now that seems to contradict what I have said just now.
这个听起来呢，和我刚才讲的好像有冲突，不是吗？
What John is referring to here is the new nature that we have from God. It is a sinless nature because it's the very nature of God himself.
约翰在这里描述的恰恰也就是我们两个本性中的新我啊，就是我新造的人呢是从神生的，所以他不会犯罪啊。
Now turn back to the first chapter.
我们回到约翰一书的第一章。
And verse 8,
第八节,
if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
一章八节呢，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Now that sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it, between these two verses?
那这两节经文听起来好像有一点冲突，不是吗？
What John is talking about in verse 1 is the old nature that sometimes emerges in our life. We lose our temper. We get impatient. Or we disobey the Lord in some way.
事实上它没有冲突的原因，约翰在约翰一书第一章讲的这个情形呢，是老我的本性呢在我里面偶然掌权了。比方说我失掉了脾气，我让我的老我掌我的权，他在犯罪，所以我的外表显出来，我就是犯罪。
That's the old nature asserting itself.
这是老我的本性呢，证实他自己啊。
Well, what are we to do?
那我该怎么办呢？这时候。
Well, he says in the next verse.
那就是一章九节就告诉我们该怎么办。
If we confess those sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So we confess those sins of the old nature. We are cleansed by the Lord because it says that he is just. In other words, he has already paid for those sins on the cross of Calvary. They are already taken care of.
所以我们若认自己的罪呢，我们要知道耶稣已经在十字架上把我们一切的罪啊都已经担当了，所以我们就修复了和他的关系啊。
So he can be just and yet he can forgive us our sins because they've already been paid for.
所以他是信实公义的，所以他可以赦免我们的罪，原因是他已经付了罪的代价。
And then he cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
他也使我们从一切的不义里呢被洗净。
And so the Christian can pick himself up And he can then walk in newness of life, submitting himself to that new nature which God has given to him.
所以耶稣基督徒呢可以在他的新我的本性里与神同行啊。当他是认自己的罪啊，洗净自己的不义的时候，他从老我的犯罪的本性里出来的时候。
So that's the first thing that people misunderstand about the nature of the Christian. God does not destroy in actual living our old nature. It still remains there and can be activated when we disobey the Lord.
所以这是我们第一个误解。我们误解第一个误解呢，就是我们以为我们信主之后呢，我们就完全里面不会再有老我了，也不会再犯罪了，这是个误解。因为呢，神并没有挪掉或者完全毁掉我们的老我，直到我们离开这地见主面的日子。所以这一段的时间里呢，老我时不时会回来，有可能还会在我们里面掌权，在那个时候我们就犯罪。
So that's the first misconception that people have.
所以这是第一个我们的误解啊。
The second misconception people have is that they think that God is going to improve the old nature. That's his plan.
那第二个误解呢，他会认为呢，人会认为神是来要提升我的老我，让我的老我变得越来越好的，这也是个误解。
But he does not. He has condemned that old nature to death.
神不是来提升的，神已经在老我，在十字架上把老我定罪是死了。
And his answer to Nicodemus was very plain. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
因为耶稣对尼哥底母的回答非常清楚啊，从肉体生的就是肉体的，从灵生的就是灵的。
And then Paul writing to the Corinthians, he said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以保罗在哥林多人的信里面讲到，那属血气的是不可能承受神的国。
So that's the first thing that the Holy Spirit gives us, is a brand new nature, God's very life.
所以呢，第一个圣灵给到我们的结果啊，给到我们里面是什么呢？全新的一个新我的本性，一个新生命就在我们里面。
The second thing that we get as a result of being born again is that we are actually born into God's family.
圣灵给到我们第二个呢，就是我们在里面，在圣灵里重生之后呢，我们是生在了神的家。
We read the verse earlier, John 1:12.
我们在这之前读过约翰的一章十二节。
As many as received him, to them he gave the right or the authority to become the children of God.
约翰福音的一章的十二节。约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So now, where we were born as sons of Adam, we've been taken out of Adam and we've been put into Christ.
所以虽然我们都是亚当里面生的，亚当的后裔，但是我们是从亚当里面被带出来，放在了基督里。
We've been taken out of the Adam's family, and we've been put into God's family.
也就是说呢，我们离开了原来亚当的家，现在进到了神的家。
So that's the second thing. The third thing then is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is an important point.
那第三点呢？就是圣灵内住在我们里面，这是一个非常重要的点。
That new nature is God's nature by the indwelling spirit of God himself.
所以这个新我的本性啊，就是神的圣灵内住在我里面，他给我。
John 14 and verse 16.
约翰福音14章的16节。
The Lord is telling his disciples what would happen on the, after the day of Pentecost. He's He's in the upper room and he's with his disciples and he's giving them a promise.
那门徒们问耶稣啊，之后会发生什么？他们现在正在那为最后晚餐的那个房间里啊，耶稣要给他们一些应许。
He says, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper or Comforter, that He may be that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him." But you know him, for he dwells with you now, while before Pentecost, and will be in you after the day of Pentecost.
16节，约翰福音14章，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，或作训慰师、安慰师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也就是在五旬节之前，也要在你们里面，也就是在五旬节之后。
Before Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was with the people of God.
所以在五旬节之前呢，圣灵是能够与人同在啊。
But after Pentecost, for believers in this age, the Holy Spirit indwells.And he says it will be, he will indwell and be with you forever.
那五旬节之后直到今天啊，这个教会世代的每一个圣徒呢，圣灵是住在我们里面的。
Now you could, many scriptures in the New Testament talk about this indwelling of the Spirit of God.
所以很多圣经都讲到这圣灵内住的真理啊。
Turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 11.
比方说罗马书的八章十一节。
Verse 11 says, But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
There's a many other scriptures we could turn to. If you're taking notes, 2 Timothy 1:14.
还有许多的讲到圣灵内住的经文，比方说提摩太后书一章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多前书二章十二节。
I'll turn to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6.
加拉太书四章六节。我们看这一节这一段啊，加拉太书四章六节。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father."
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Now.The indwelling of the Spirit is totally apart from any feeling.
所以圣灵的内住啊和任何的感受是不一样的。
Many people seek the Spirit through their emotions or through some type of experience or some type of feeling.
所以很多人想要追求这种圣灵内住啊，他想从这个情感或者里面的感觉，身体上的一种感觉去找这个圣灵内住的证据。
You may when you first trusted the Lord Jesus, you may have not felt anything at all.
你事实上呢，你刚接受基督成为救主的时候，你啥也感觉不到。
So then how would you know if you had the Spirit of God?
那你怎么知道你里面有圣灵了呢？
The Christian life is a life that is lived by faith in the Word of God.
所以基督徒的生命啊，是一个相信神的话的生命，不是去感觉的生命。
If someone makes you a promise, and you by faith receive that promise, what do you feel?
如果有人给你一个应许，然后你相信他的话，你相信了这个应许，你当时感觉怎么样？
Do you feel hot, cold, lightning flashes or anything?
当你相信他给你的应许的时候，你感觉到很热吗？身上，或者感觉身上很冷，或者你相信他这个话的时候，你看见有道闪电在天上。
It doesn't matter what you feel, the promise that you take by faith is the important thing.
所以无论你感觉怎样，其实重要的是他说的话你信吗？
And God's promise is one that can, he can never lie, he can never go back on his promises.
但神的话他永远不撒谎，他也永远不会回到他的就是让你失望了，他总是会 deliver, 他总是会做成他的应许。
He said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will never pass away.
所以他说天地都要废去啊，他的话的永不废去。
And when he says, when you believe, the Holy Spirit will come into you, then you have to trust God on that.
所以当你信的时候，神说呢，你信了，圣灵就住到你里面来了，这就是神的应许。那你怎么知道住进来了呢？你凭着信心相信这个应许一定会发生。
We know because God says so.
因为我知道的原因是因为神这么说的，所以我才知道是个事实。
This is very important.
这点非常非常重要。
Feelings can pass.
因为你的感觉会过去的。
Our emotions can go up and down.
我的情感呢，会上上下下的。
Our experiences can fade into forgetfulness, where we forget what the experiences were.
然后呢，我们的经历呢，随着时间的推移，你会忘掉啊，这个当时这个经历在你里面到底起些什么作用。
But if you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of your sins, God says, the Spirit of God dwells within you.
但你相信啊，神说你悔改接受基督成为救主，圣灵就住在你里面，你相信的是这句话，那这句话它就实现了。
But is there no evidence of the fact that the Spirit indwells?
但有没有外在的证据圣灵内住在里面，有没有证据呢？
There certainly is.
当然会有的。
We have an inner witness and we have the outer witness.
那我们有里面的见证和外面的见证。
Let's look at the inner witness. Here we are in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6.
那我们里面的见证，我们先看加拉太书四章六节，我们刚才就在这。
Let's look at that verse.
我们看这节。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit of his Son into your hearts. And what does that Spirit do? It cries out, Abba, Father.
那神的灵进到我们里面之后呢，我们会叫什么呢？我们会叫阿爸父啊。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
It means that with deep within your spirit, when you have a need, the spirit within you will say, Oh, Father, help me.
所以当你圣灵住在你里面啊，你的重生的心我，当你有困难的时候，你很自然的就会叫父啊，救我，帮助我。
Or maybe you sinned and you say, Oh, Father, forgive me and confess your sins.
或者你在最终的时候你说哦，父啊，赦免我的罪，我要认我的过犯。
Oh, Father, I need help today with my exam. Or, Father, I need help because my son or my daughter is not obeying me or something like that.
然后你会祷告，你说：“哦，父啊，求你帮助我，我今天有个很重要的考试。”或者你说：“哦，父啊，帮助我，因为我的儿子或女儿他不是太顺服。”
The very fact that you cry out to God the Father means that you have His Spirit within you.
所以当你呼叫父啊，那你这就是一个内在的证据啊，就是你的灵啊，圣灵已经在你里面。
Again, Romans chapter 8.
啊，罗马书的八章。
And verse 15.
十三节。十五节哈，应该。
Says you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. That is the spirit of the law where you are always under condemnation.
八章十五节罗马书，你们所受的不是奴仆的心啊，仍旧害怕啊，就是这受捆绑的状态，不是这个状态。
But he said you've received the spirit of adoption.By whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
所受的乃是儿子的心，借着这样的一个心呢，我们就会，借着这样的一个心，我的本性，我们就会呼叫阿爸父。
See, so as children of God, we have a heavenly Father. And we just, in our new nature to cry out to Him in any kind of need that we might have.
所以我们在心我的本性里啊，在我们一切的需要里，我们很自然就会说阿爸父啊，帮助我，救我。
The Lord Jesus himself, when he taught his disciples how to pray, he began by saying, Our Father, who is in heaven.
所以当耶稣教导门徒们怎么祷告的时候，他开篇就说我们在天上的父啊。
Now that's the inner witness that we have that we are children of God.
所以这就是一个内在的证据啊，我们是神的孩子。
If you do not have the Spirit of God, then you are not one of God's children. We read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9.
所以当你不是神的没有圣灵在里面，就不是神的孩子呢。我们可以看罗马书的八章九节啊。
He says, "Now you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you." Now, this is the part of the verse we're looking at. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
罗马书八章九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Do you cry out in your heart of hearts, O Father, help me today, help me to understand, help me because my faith is so weak.
所以你在你心里面，内心深处啊，你说父啊，救我，帮助我。今天帮助我，带领我，这都是一个很好的证据。
Father, I'm helpless. I need your help. I can't do it by myself.
说主啊，我真的是无助的，我需要你的帮助，我自己做不了。
That's the spirit of God within you.
这就是圣灵在里面，在你里面带领你了。
Crying out to the Father for help, and He will answer those prayers.
你向天上的父啊呼求帮助的时候，他自会帮助你。
There's also other inner manifestations.
还有他的内在的这个显现。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个呢，就是我们有与神的和好和平安呢，借着耶稣基督。
The child of God knows an inner peace that the world does not know.
所以这个世界没有的里面的平安，圣徒会有，基督徒会有。
In John chapter 16, the Lord Jesus said, My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you.
所以约翰福音十六章，耶稣对门徒们说呢，我给你们的平安，不像世界给你们的。
Not sure where. That is John 16. My peace I give unto you. Verse 33, it's not the verse I'm looking for, but it's a verse that follows. These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome Amen. The world.
33节, 虽然不是刚才我们讲到那节, 也是类似的意思, 16章33节, 我将这些事告诉你们, 是要叫你们在我里面有平安。 世上你们有苦难, 但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了世界。
So the believer has that settled peace because he never will have to come into judgment. Judgment is past.
所以信徒是里面有确据啊, 平安的确据, 他们不是去看等待审判的, 审判的事已经过去了。
And as a child of God, we have access at any time into his presence.
所以我们作为神的孩子，我们在任何时候都很有平安。
So those are witnesses, some of the witnesses within.
所以我们在, 一些内在的证据啊, 这个是。
The assurance of our salvation is another one. And that comes through just trusting the Lord's word again.
另外一个呢, 我们也要凭着信心去领受的, 另外一个常会困惑的真理呢, 就是得救的确据啊, 一旦得救, 永远得救。
Now there is also an outward manifestation of that we are children of God.
所以我们还会有一些外显的证据啊, 来显明我们是神的儿女。
You don't have better hair or your wrinkles don't go away or anything like that. We're not talking about that.
所以你不是讲外显的证据,头发会变啊, 或者你的皱纹会没有啊, 不是指这个意思。
But when a person believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and that new nature begins to work in him, it produces the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们信了主之后呢, 神的灵啊, 在我们里面内住之后, 我心我啊, 会带来我外在的一些表现的变化。
Galatians and chapter 5.
五章。
Galatians chapter 5. We read that there's a comparison of the two natures. In verses 17 is that verse that we quoted earlier where the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. They are contrary to one another.
加拉太书5章的17节呢, 是我们刚刚提到的, 圣灵与情欲相争, 情欲与圣灵相争的, 这两股力量在我里面的征战。
And then in verse 19, he gives a list of the works of the flesh, the outworking of the old nature.
5章19节开始呢, 就讲到我们外显的, 人的两种人, 是什么样的一个外显的。
And it's an ugly list.
19, 20呢, 21呢, 是一个非常丑陋的一个, 就是情欲掌权的我, 是怎么样的一个表现形式, 非常丑陋。
Contrast the works of the flesh. Notice the word works, the outworking of that. Contrast that with what is called the outworking of the spirit, which he calls the fruit of the spirit.
所以, 这样是情欲的, 所带来的, 做工的结果呢, 就是这三节的内容。 然后之后呢, 22节开始呢，就是圣灵所结的果子啊，这个果子是后面的几节内容。
So with the fruit of the Spirit in verse 22, we read is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Now, other people will see that, whereas the believer often doesn't see these fruits growing, any more than, say, a tree understands that there's fruit growing on a tree. But others can see that.
一个基督徒这些东西长出来呢，就像一棵树，它慢慢的最后把它的结的果实长出来一样的，这个过程是很像的。
If you have a new nature and you're a new person, you're going to act in a different manner.
如果你里面有一个新造的你，有一个新的特性呢，这个你就会慢慢有一些不同的行为方式。
And that's a function of the indwelling spirit within us. It's called the fruit of the spirit that works in us.
所以这就是圣灵啊，内住之后呢，一个自然带来的结果。所以圣灵内住的外显的表现就会有这些果子结出来。
So we have the witness within and we have the manifestation without that others certainly can see. Even if we don't see those things in ourselves.
所以我们提到了里面的证据也有外面的表现，这些表现呢，即便我们没有意识到，其他人能看见。
A person that says that they are born again, if they don't have any evidence of that new life, then you might doubt whether what they say is true.
那有的人呢，他可能会说他重生了，那你可能会说，哎，那我怎么知道他说的是真的呢？
Now there's another point I make about the indwelling before we move on to the next point, and that is that the indwelling of the Spirit of God makes every believer's body the temple of God.
那圣灵呢？给每一个人住进来之后呢，每一个人的身体呢就是圣灵的殿啊，所以圣灵是这个重生的证据。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20.
所以哥林多前书六章十九节，十九二十节。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
那岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神啊，林前六章十九二十节。
We'll see that the church itself, the corporate body of believers, is also called the temple of God, but it functions in a different way.
我们知道教会自己呢也会叫做圣灵的殿，但是这个是不同的功能和意义啊，所以跟这个不冲突。
Our bodies are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and they become God's temple, His dwelling place.
我们的身体，你的，我的，当得救之后呢，圣灵住在我们里面，就成了，我们的身体成了圣灵的殿。
God lives within people, not in buildings today.
所以神是住在人里面，不是住在建筑里啊，今天。
Let's see, we've looked at the fact that we have been given a brand new nature from the second birth. We become a child of God. We've been born into God's family. We've seen that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He indwells us. And now we're going to look at the sealing of the Holy Spirit, what that means.
那我们看见了有新的重生之后我们有个新的本性圣灵住在我们里面我们成为神的儿女。那我们来看第二个呢就是神的灵呢他给我们印上印。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13.
以弗所书的一章十三节。
What does a sealing mean? We have a seal given to us.
印记是什么？神，这个圣灵给我们印记是什么？
Verse 13 of Ephesians 1.
十三节，一章以弗所书。
In him, that is in Christ, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. That is, you were born again by the word. The gospel of your salvation. In whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Now notice the title that's given to us there, the Spirit of Promise. That's what we've been sealed by.
所以这里是所应许的圣灵啊，是这个来给我们印记的。
In other words, God has promised that this Holy Spirit is not only personal, but it's permanent, and it shows genuine ownership. We'll look at those here in a minute.
所以这里呢，就使得我们过渡到新的一个话题领域啊。前面我们看见神赐的这个圣灵呢，让我们和神之间有个人的关系啊，非常个人。然后我们有新的本性。从这一节我们看见的，不但如此，不但是个人的关系，它还使我们有长久永远的关系啊，印上印啊，这是我们开始新的一个主题话题。
In the past, when someone wanted to send an important paper, they would affix a clay or a wax seal to the document so that it couldn't be opened, and then an impression of their ownership was, their symbol would be impressed upon that seal.
所以当一个人呢在以前的时代啊要把一个很重要的文件呢交出去啊让人带走的话呢他要用一团泥或者印啊或者蜡呢他要把这个信封上然后在这个信这个蜡上呢，他要盖上自己的印。
And even today, important legal documents have a stamp seal upon them.
即使今天呢，非常重要的法律文件呢，也是要用这种有印记的这个章啊来盖上去的。
First of all, it's a personal seal.That is sealed by a lawyer or an engineer or a magistrate or it might be a government official, but that's a personal seal that is given.
那首先呢，这种的印记呢是个人的，那比方说是一个律师的，是一个政府官员的，是一个工程师的，那他盖上去呢，表明他认可这个文件的内容。
That's a picture that God personally has sealed you as his very own.
所以这是一个图像啊讲到神呢个人跟你我呢立了这个印啊立了这个约。
Also it implies ownership that seal that is upon that document, it belongs to that person. That's his property.
同时呢，他也宣称了这个他的所有权啊，就是他所有的这个所有权。
It and also it means that it's a genuine, it's real.
在同时呢, 他也说, 这个是真的, 是完全真实的。
And it's also permanent.
也是永远的。
So there's the idea of a seal. He says we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以他说呢, 我们是, 受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
I've never felt that seal physically on me as a believer.
他说他从来没有作为一个 信徒啊, 在他里面, 他感受到了这个印记,
Nor has anyone, I don't think.
我也不觉得任何基督徒在他里面感受到了这个印记。
But I know that he has sealed me by that promise because I believe his promise.
但我相信他用他的圣灵啊，用神的灵呢，他印了这个印记，是因为我相信他的话。
Another way you might put it is that in the book, in the Revelation, there are some that are sealed in their foreheads. The Jews in the tribulation period, they are going to be preserved all the way through that terrible time. And because God has put his seal upon them and no one can touch them.
那启示录也讲到，有一些的犹太人呢，他们在末世的时候，神会在他们的额上印上印记啊，使他们能够保守他们经过这大灾难的时间啊，所以这也是一个印。So we
have that seal, and he sealed us. He says until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. What does that mean?
那以弗所书1章14节啊，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据啊，直到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这什么意思呢？
Means he's redeemed us. He's purchased us by his blood. He's put his seal on it. And then on the day of redemption, when he recalls his own, all those who have been sealed are going to be taken up to be with Christ in heaven.
这就意味着呢，他用耶稣用自己的血把我们救了，然后我们这一批被他赎回来的人呢，他用印记印上印，直到那日呢，他召我们的时候，一切有印的就都得救了。And
whether living or dying, it doesn't make any difference. Those that have died in Christ, they have that seal upon them. They will rise first.
所以无论是生是死啊，那些在主里先死了的人，他们也有这个印记。所以在教会被提的时候，他们会先复活。So
the sealing, it indicates then the permanency of the genuine new birth.
所以印记的属灵含义是什么呢？就是一个真正的重生给出来的一个永恒的保证啊。 这就是永恒的，对于一个真正重生，永恒的保证，这就是印记的意思。It's
a seal of God's ownership.
所以这是神所有权的印记啊，这是属神的人，他印上印。Second
Corinthians 1 verse 22.
哥林多后书1章22节。
Verse 21 for our connection.
我们先看21节,林后1章21。
Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us is God, and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee or as a seal.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神，他也就是神，又用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
So that the same word is used when the Romans sealed the tomb of the Lord Jesus. They put a seal upon it. It had the emblem of Rome that no man could move that stone.
所以就像耶稣的坟墓，罗马人呢，他用印上啊，上面是有标识的啊，没有人能把那石头推开。
Of course, God's authority is well above Rome's authority, but the Lord Jesus, he came, rose from the dead, and came out of that sealed tomb. The tomb was only, the stone was only rolled back and the seal broken by the angel in order that they might, the witnesses might see that the tomb was empty.
所以当然神的权柄啊远高过罗马统治者的权柄，所以天使是可以把这印上印的石头推开，而且天使这么做呢也不是为了耶稣能出来，而是让门徒们能进去看得到。
So our sealing of the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our eternal security because it shows that God has put his ownership stamp upon us.
所以神的灵印上印呢，是保证我们永恒的生命是有确据的，我们永远属神，在我们得救之后。一旦得救，就永远不是丧。
Now, so that's the seal. Now, there's also what we call an earnest.
那我们还有一个呢，就是这个定金的意思。
Now, I understand that we have a real estate agent here today.
我知道我们今天这里有这个房产经纪啊。
And I don't know the term earnest, as well, but I understand that it's like a deposit or a guarantee to that's put down indicating a pledge or guarantee that the transaction will be completed. Is that, maybe could you give us, Mr. Summers, a little, more understanding on what an earnest means?
所以他讲一个生词叫 earnest， 它其实解释出来呢就是保证金、定金，就是用来做抵押的，或者说用来做，就是确据，我要这样东西的一个保证。
Yes, in general terms, as Eric has pointed out, excuse me, an earnest is a guarantee, something that ensures that the promise made will be fulfilled.
所以是的 ，Harold 弟兄说呢，那 earnest 这个词呢，就是我付保证，那保证的保证金呢，这笔金额是保证我前面所说的这个话啊，我所应许这个话，我一定未来会实现，所以我用一部分钱放下来做保证。
It is often used.Under the expression, the earnest of our inheritance.
那有的时候会用在遗产的保证里面啊。
So, if I were to get a letter from a lawyer saying that my aunt has died and I will inherit $1 million, I would be very happy.
假设我从一个律师呢得到一封信，说我的这个姨妈去世了，然后给我留了100万，我就会很高兴啊。
But the letter may say that much of her, assets are tied up and cannot be translated into cash at this time.
信里面会说呢，她很多的资产现在是不是以现金形式存在的啊，是以一些资产的形式。
So that I would have to wait for most of that money to come.
那我可能要等一段时间才能看见所有的钱都变现了。
However, I may receive a check for $100,000 as the earnest of my inheritance.
那我预先第一步先收到可能10万块钱作为我整个遗产的一个保证。
to prove that I am going to get $1 million, they have sent me $100,000 now.
所以这律师呢，为了要证明呢，我未来会收到一百万呢，他先给了我一张十万块钱的支票。
When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are given many, many promises of the blessings we will get in heaven.
所以我们信靠耶稣基督了以后呢，我们从神呢就领受了许许多多的应许，未来在天上，在天堂会。
But we're not in heaven yet, so we don't have all those blessings.
问题现在呢，我们还看不见，也没有得着那些属灵的应许。
How do we know we're going to get them? The Spirit of God has been given as the earnest of our inheritance to prove that we will get them.
我怎么知道未来我会得着呢? 就是神的灵,祂住在我里面, 这就是一个定睛,一个证据,告诉我未来一定会得着。
That's probably sufficient, Eric.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Coming from an expert, that has more weight than me. So that each believer then that has been bought by the precious blood of Christ is going to be claimed by him when he returns.
And 所以一切因为他血买赎回来的人呢，最终他都要在末世的时候呢，他都要招的啊，因为我们都是属他的，所以他这个是。 是他的产业了,
you remember in the Old Testament, in Psalm chapter 51.
旧约诗篇51.
Psalm chapter 51. David, you recall, had sinned a great sin against not only Bathsheba, not only against Uriah, but he had sinned against God.
所以诗篇51篇大卫著名的悔罪诗，在大卫所犯的这最糟糕的罪里面呢， 他不单单得罪了拔示巴，不单得罪了乌利亚，他更得罪了神。
And in Psalm chapter 51 verse 11, this psalm is his confession.
那诗篇51篇的11节呢，作者是在这里在悔改。And
he prayed, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
11节说呢，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。The
Christian could never pray that prayer today.
那基督徒呢，今天不会再做这个祷告了。Because
we have been given a guarantee.
因为我们已经得着了一个保证。And
God will never go back on his promise.
那神就不会使他的应许落空啊，所以。The
Lord Jesus told his disciples that while he was with them, he didn't leave them. He was with them to the end. But he said, I'm going to send another comforter. He'll be with you forever.
所以耶稣说，当他跟门徒在一起的时候，他永远没有丢弃他们，而且会陪他们到永远。所以当耶稣五旬节之前回天家之后，他会再差一个保惠师来与门徒同在。So
if the seal shows ownership, the earnest is the permanence of that seal.
那如果印记其实就是告诉我们这样的一个印记是持到永远的。There's
one more benefit that we've had. We've looked at how the fact this evening of the fact that we get a new nature at the second birth. We become a child of God. We're born into God's family. We get a new family. We are sealed. We have been given a pledge We're indwelt by the Spirit of God, and we have the earnest, which is the guarantee.
所以我们看今晚的，我们讲到了几个点啊。那圣灵内住在里面，我们有一个新的生命，新的新我的生命，我们成为神家的儿女啊。然后呢，我们有印记啊，然后呢，我们是有一个定金啊，是确据啊，我们是有是能够存到永远的。
So this that is the anointing. Every Christian has been anointed.With the Holy Spirit.
下一个我们要讲的就是圣灵膏我们啊。那每一个基督徒都是圣灵膏的。
In the Old Testament, kings and priests were anointed with oil, which indicated their consecration to the service unto God.
所以在旧约里呢，祭司和君王啊，那他们都是要受膏啊，受膏进到他们的职分里。
Now the anointing that the Christian receives is similar.
那这样的基督徒所受的这圣灵的膏呢，也是类似的。
In 1 Peter in chapter 2, we read that we are made.Kings and priests unto our God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
启示录的一章六节。
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6.
启示录一章六节。
We'll read, I think, the last part of verse 5.
第五节的最后部分，我们从这开始看。
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to God and to his God and Father,To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
So just as the Old Testament kings and priests were set apart, consecrated for the service of God, so the believer has been set apart for service to God. That's the anointing.
所以就如同旧约的先知祭司，他们要受膏，然后分别开来，进到神要他们所做的职分里。今天我们基督徒也是神的祭司，我们也有职分，也同样需要受膏，分别开来，进到我们的职分里。
Now in Peter we read that we're a royal priesthood and a spiritual priesthood.
那彼得书信里面讲到我们是君尊的祭司啊，圣洁的祭司。
And we are going to reign with Christ someday over the earth. So we're a kingdom of priests, kings and priests.
我们同样也是要与基督一同做王啊。所以我们也是有君王的这个职分的。
And so, every believer has been anointed of God. Now, turn to 1 John 2:20 for that verse.
每一个神的孩子呢，都是要受膏的。我们看一下，彼得前，约翰一书的二章二十节。
First John chapter 2 and verse 20.
约翰一书是书信里面的约翰一书二章二十节。
John is writing generally to believers everywhere in all time.
那约翰呢是写给在很多时间各个时间里写给不同的人当时这些。
It's not just a select group.
所以这不是一个挑出来的一群人。
That's you and I and everyone listening tonight.
这就意味着呢，你和我，我们今天在听的重生得救的人呢，读这些信都对的啊。这是约翰也在对我们说。
And he says in verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
约翰一书二章二十节，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
The Holy Spirit is a picture of that, or oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. We learned earlier on in a lesson.
所以我们知道呢，我们前面的课呢讲到这个油啊，就预表着圣灵啊。圣灵有一个预表是油。
And the picture was, of course, in the Old Testament, where it might be a prophet like Samuel anointing David, or it might be Moses anointing Aaron, but they would take a container of oil, a horn of oil, and then they would pour that oil over the one that was going to be anointed, and he would be proclaimed as a king or priest.
所以我们知道旧约里，比方说呢，撒母耳高大卫的时候，比如说摩西高亚伦的时候呢，他们会拿一个器皿啊，装一些膏油，然后呢，从头呢倒在受膏者的头上，受膏者因此呢就进到了或者是祭司或者其他的君王的职分里去。
Turn to First Peter, please, and we'll look at that priesthood just briefly. First Peter and chapter 2.
我们看一下我们的这个 祭司职分呢，我们身上很快的看一下这个职分是什么。彼得前书的二章。
The priesthood is that we have received an anointing, every one of us, as we'll see, that priesthood is a twofold priesthood.
所以这个祭司的职分呢是双重的，双向的。
Verse 5.
第五节，二章五节。
Of chapter 2. First Peter 2:5.
彼得前书二章五节。
You also,as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
So, the anointing that we have received of the Holy Spirit, we are a holy priesthood, and he explains in the next phrase,what a holy priesthood does.
然后呢，我们成为神的祭司，圣洁的祭司是什么意思呢？他下面一节就讲了。
A holy priesthood offers up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节的后半段解释了圣灵的祭司，说是借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And just as the priests in the Old Testament, they would offer, spiritual sacrifices of different kinds. They'd work in the temple or in the tabernacle, and they would offer up those sacrifices on behalf of the people.
就像旧约的祭司啊，他们要代表众民呢，来到圣所或者帐幕里啊，来献上祭物，这是祭司的职分。
If it was a burnt offering, it was worship, it pictured worship.
如果是一个燔祭，燔祭就预表着一个什么，就是我们今天的敬拜。
If it was a peace offering, it pictured a thanksgiving and fellowship.
如果是一个平安祭呢，就代表今天的感恩，赞美他。
And they offered upincense as well.
同时呢，他们也会奉献上香啊。
So, but today, every one of us is a spiritual priest.
那我们今天呢，每一个人都是灵里的祭司啊。
We can offer up as we come together as a body of Christ, a church, a local church, we offer up spiritual sacrifices to God, and they are acceptable through Jesus Christ. That's what we learn here, because he's our great high priest.
所以我们今天呢都是灵里的祭司，也带着我们的祭物来到神面前啊，我们要献上。然后同时呢，每一个人都是借着耶稣基督来献上，因为他是那大最大的大祭司。
Will God accept those sacrifices?
那神有没有悦纳这些祭物呢？
If we have the Holy Spirit, if you're born again, you have been anointed as priest. You're a legitimate priest, a real priest.
所以当然，如果你重生了，圣灵住在你里面，圣灵用油膏了你，你就是一个祭司职分啊，你的祷告神当然就悦纳了。
And if you have problems with that, we have a great high priest that we can offer up through them. And those sacrifices, we don't feel they're very valid, they're very good, but he will offer them up on our behalf.
即便我们有的时候对自己的祭物所献上的，我们不是很确据，但确实啊，我们不知道到底对或不对。那我们有一个大祭司啊，他会使一切都变得对啊，因为他是在我们为我们代求啊，住坐在父神的右边，他就是耶稣。So
not only are we spiritual sacrifices offering up spiritual priests offering up spiritual sacrifices in to the Lord, but we're also royal priests.
所以我们不但是一个属灵的，或者说圣洁的祭司，就是我们献上的是灵祭，我们也是灵里的，今天在新约里的祭司，同时呢，我们也是君尊的祭司啊，就是第九节讲到的。Verse 9.
He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Before we are a spiritual priesthood, we offer up spiritual sacrifices into God's holy presence. But now a royal priesthood, we are his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。So
what a royal priesthood, that has to do with this proclaiming the good news of the Savior to the world.
所以君尊的祭司在做什么呢？他在把这好消息，从救主来的好消息啊，向全世界宣扬。The
spiritual priesthood is we go into the presence of God. With a royal priesthood, we come out from the presence of God to proclaim to the world the praises of our God.
这就是为什么这个祭司，我们的祭司职分是双向的。在圣洁的祭司里呢，我们是个人进到神的面前，我们是来到神那里献上我们的祭物，献上我们的祷告。在君尊的祭司这个职分里呢，我们是出来向世界 宣扬神的美德，宣扬他救恩，宣扬他的好消息。So
that's the working of the Holy Spirit within us. We get a new nature. We become part of God's family. We are sealed. We get a guarantee. And we're anointed for our service. For the Lord.
我们再回顾一下，今晚的几个点啊，我们先开始讲到我们新我的本性，然后讲到我们重生，由圣灵住在我们里面，然后呢，我们圣灵呢，在我们里面印了印，然后呢，他给了，他相当于给了定金，使我们有永恒的确据，然后呢，他高我们进到祭司的和君王的职分里。
That's what God, the Holy Spirit, does individually in every believer.
所以这个是 圣灵呢在每一个信徒里面做的工。
Next week we're going to look what he does collectively.
下一周呢我们要看圣灵在整体啊。
We're going to look at the baptism of the Spirit. Or baptism in the Spirit.
下一周我们讲到的课题就是受洗啊，受圣灵的洗是什么意思。
It's a big subject, so we may spend the whole week or the whole night next week on that one subject of baptism in the Spirit, what it means. And what does it mean? What's the difference between baptism in the Spirit and the filling of the Spirit and so on?
那因为这个话题实在是太重要太大了，所以下一次我们会用一整次的时间单独来讲受圣灵的洗是什么意思，圣灵充满又是什么意思。
And again, these aren't our ideas. We're going to look into what the Word of God actually says, not what people say about it, but what the Word of God actually says itself.
那我们呢不是说我们是怎么认为，我们怎么想的，人们是怎么想的，我们回到圣经看神的话他是怎么教导我们的关于这些圣灵受圣灵的洗这些真理的内容。
And if there are any questions, we can maybe entertain them next week. There may be questions, but I think tonight it's pretty well straightforward. Next week it may be, there may be more questions. So if you do have questions, ask Halong and he can direct them to us.
Yeah. So, 大家容易接受的，可能下一次的内容我们讲的过程中大家会有一些问题，我们就会把问问题的时间留到下一次。不过今天呢有什么问题呢也可以直接大家发给我就好。
We'll ask Mr. Summers if he will close us out tonight, with a brief word or prayer.
我们 Harold 弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much.For the gift of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
哇，我们要如此的感恩，为神的圣灵所给我们的这个恩赐。
We remember that at Pentecost, he was described by Peter as the promise of the Holy Spirit. The great and exciting truth of Pentecost was that the Holy Spirit was available for the people of God.
主啊，在五旬节的时候，那给我们特别大的恩典，就是神的圣灵是为他的孩子所降下的。
And we've considered this evening, Lord, a number of blessings that we receive as a result of the Holy Spirit of God being given to us.
主啊，今晚我们看见了如此多的美好的应许，因着圣灵赐给我们所得的。
We thank thee for them all.
我们为这一切献上感恩。
And Lord, our prayer is that the Holy Spirit of God can begin to work through us, and reflect the glory of God that is in Him and through, us for others as well.
主啊，我们要谢谢您赐我们圣灵，盼望圣灵在我们里面能够显明神的荣耀。使我们成为地上美好的见证。
So Lord, we're just humbled to think that the great God of heaven would send his Holy Spirit to us each as individuals if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
哇，我们如此的感恩，我们当信靠耶稣基督，接受他成为我们个人救主的时候，我们就知道每一个人里面圣灵就住在他里面了。
And we pray therefore, Lord, that each of us will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, will receive Him, believe Him, and therefore become part of the family of God with the Holy Spirit in us.
主啊，我们的祷告是，然后每一个听见福音的人能接受基督，信靠他，接受他。从而成为神家的一员，圣灵住在他里面。
So for all this we give thanks.
我们所有把这一切感恩献给您。
And we pray that as we have the Holy Spirit of God in us, so we will be holy in our own lives because we are this temple of the Spirit of God.
我们的祷告是, 当我们里面有圣灵住在里面的时候, 我们能够活出圣洁的生命, 因为我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And so, Lord Jesus, we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Spirit.
我们, 感恩奉主耶稣的名, 我们也为圣灵感恩。
Amen.
Amen.